This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Former Congressman Bob Barr is coming up to talk impeachment, the Constitution, TSA behavior, government spying, internet freedom. He heads up Liberty Guard. We'll also open the phones up. David Knight, go ahead and give us a preview of what's coming up in the fourth hour when you spend 20 minutes or so on the new David Bay movie. And I'm not knocking David Bay, but the Transformer movies are for kids and are pretty ridiculous. Michael Bay, sorry, I can't be people's names right. Teleprompter free, folks. But you said that you thought it was pretty accurate from what we know, and we know the government is pretty upset about it.
Yeah, in terms of it being a film, I would recommend it to people. If you like Black Hawk Down, this is that type of film. Very well done. And, of course, Michael Bay's strong points are action. And when you look at the reviews from audiences, people are giving it in the mid-80% if you look at Rotten Tomatoes, whereas critics don't like it. Critics say, well, this is a too subtle a subject. No, it's not. It's not a subtle subject. And what this boils down to, Alex, is whether or not there was a stand-down order given, whether or not the CIA chief there in Benghazi withheld help from the ambassador from the separate compound that was under attack, and then later they came under attack. And when we see the back and forth of this, it was talked about in a variety on Friday. The CIA says, well, this is not accurate. However, Trey Gowdy, who was head of the House Select Committee on Benghazi, said there's witnesses who said there was a stand down, and there are witnesses who said that there wasn't. So you have to evaluate their credibility. Now, the people who did the film, the people who did the book, came back and said, we have people who went, who are named sources, people who were there, John Tegan, Chris Peronto. They heard this CIA chief use the term stand down. And the facts are that they were delayed for 20 minutes before they...
Yes. Headline on this interview, confirmed, Benghazi was a stand-down.
Yes.
And
yes.
Look, obviously, 13 hours, 8 hours from the time the stand-down comes out, that's 8 hours of stand-down with helicopters less than an hour away at giant military bases that are for responding to this stuff in a major war zone with Italy only an hour away. And so much more. Drones above. That's why the military is so upset, because thousands of people reportedly watched this unfold over 13 hours.
Yes. And they made the point, they're begging just for some jets to fly by. The jets were only 20 minutes away. They said, you don't have to strafe the area. Just do a low flyby. That will scare them off. That will buy us some more time. They would do nothing to help them. And, of course, against these people who were willing to come out, put their names on the record, people who were there, you have an anonymous single source from the CIA who has a vested interest in saying there was no stand down.
Yeah, Bob says there's no stand down. That was the quote. A man identified as Bob.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't even know if Bob is his first name.
How about a man identified as Pinocchio?
Exactly. So, you know, when you ask yourself, does an anonymous CIA source, who we don't even know if that's his real first name,
codename Pinocchio,
says that against multiple witnesses who were there who will go on record with their name, I think that's a lot more credible. Of course, there was another reference in the film about the fact at one point they said, they're saying back home this is in response to protests. Did you see any protests? They said, there were no protests there.
Well, they put out a covert lie, too, that it's a response to sexual activities of the ambassador. I mean, there's no end to the bull they're putting out on this.
Well, when we talk about this more in depth with Jakari in the fourth hour, we're going to talk about the articles that were coming out 2 days after Benghazi, where Hillary is still pushing this absurd, laughable, ludicrous narrative that this is in response to that film that nobody saw, that nobody would take seriously, The Innocence of Muslims. Remember, they locked that guy up for a year.
In America.
In America, yeah, for doing a film. I mean, that ought to tell people just what a master propagandist, what a master liar Hillary Clinton is. Not only that, but just the cold-bloodedness of the entire bureaucracy. As they
absolutely, and it was also, they could get him out of there. Wasn't supposed to put up that much of a fight. That's why the rest of the staff had already been told to get out and evacuated to get those giant caches of weapons. to the Turkish ambassador to Turkey to outfit their new Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS brigades. David Knight, we'll talk to you coming up in about 2 hours. Great job of you and Jakari. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Alex, I was with some folks just recently, and I pulled out of a file in my office the House resolution, House resolution that I introduced on November 5th of 1997. That was the very first official inquiry of impeachment filed against Bill Clinton. And that was mine, and at the time I think I had 18 co-sponsors was all in November of 1997. And what I did is I took that document, figuratively kind of dusted it off, added a little bit of language to it, and darned if it doesn't sound pretty good with Barack Obama's name in there.
That was former Congressman Bob Barr last year. And he went on to say that if he was reelected to a new seat in Georgia, and he was way ahead in the polls then, that he would begin the process, because clearly the evidence is overwhelming. And people say, oh, well, he's a lame duck. Let's leave Obama alone. You statutorily, folks, and he's a constitutional lawyer, former CIA officer, you name it, but I don't have to be that to know, reading the law, that if someone's committing crimes, the government then has a job to investigate that. He's also a former federal prosecutor. And so we look at everything Obama's doing. Even liberals like Jonathan Turley, constitutional lawyer, says he's done triple what Bush did. And I know Congressman Barr was a critic of a lot of the stuff Bush did, but the nastiness, the way they're gutting the borders, bringing the illegals in above the law, ordering the Border Patrol to finish the smuggling process, the way he, by executive action, coming after the Second Amendment, going after the power plants, not getting in trouble for the IRS persecutions. Nixon thought about it and was removed, had to step down. Obama's doing it on mass scales that we grew up, you know, hearing about the Stasi in Eastern Europe, in Germany. So it's so frustrating, and I want to get into, obviously, he wants to, it was a few weeks ago I wanted to get him on, we finally got him, about the latest TSA bringing back the naked body scanners for everybody, even though the law says you shouldn't do it to 18 years or younger. I wanted to get him on because he heads up Liberty Guard. LibertyGuard.org, and of course, BobBarr.org. And I wanted to get him on about the executive actions, and I wanted to get him on about impeachment. But really, it is a surreal point in this country to see things that if they were going on in, say, an African dictatorship, you'd be amazed by them. I mean, it makes these African dictators that get caught buying 100 Lamborghinis look like good guys. It makes corrupt Eastern European systems look tame. Because when America does it on such a big scale. And here's what's crazy. If you study criminology, you study history, you study trends, when something gets this corrupt, and it's the Republicans too, and it's the American people as well, it only gets worse. I mean, we've got basically really bad cancer. We're going to go to our guests for the balance of the hour, take your phone calls, you name it, cover the waterfront. But it is a paradox. We've still got some of the best, hardest working, most moral people in the world. We're still world leaders. We're still innovators, but off our old inertia. But we also lead the world in crime, drug use, obesity, corruption. I mean, we really, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And I just wonder now that crimes are committed nakedly that Nixon would have been crucified for and should have been. And I just wonder, what is next? What are they thinking? What are the Republican leaders doing? That's my filibuster, Congressman, BobBarr.org. Thank you so much for coming on. I just wanted to set the table with that whole spinning constellation of weirdness. There's also a lot of good things happening, obviously, but you've got the floor now to cover any topic you want or go with any of those points, sir.
Well, thank you, Alex. Always great to be with you and your many, many listeners and viewers all across the country, because you have it pegged precisely right. And that is, we remain, as everybody knows, the world's greatest power, the greatest nation on the face of the earth. But the problem is we have strayed so far from our foundations that not just our founding fathers would not recognize this country today, but even if 100 years ago or 150 years ago, when America was first becoming a world power, you know, our leaders then would not recognize how far we've strayed. I was just last week, Alex, up in New Hampshire with Senator Cruz, who I'm working for as a volunteer in support of his candidacy and his campaign. And the people that we met up there, we had a Second Amendment rally out in the cold, but we had a huge crowd, and then we had a huge town hall meeting. I mean, New Hampshire, Iowa, Georgia, my home state, all across this land, you find communities of hardworking, honest people who simply want to be left alone to pursue their dreams and to be free to do what they want in pursuit of their happiness. And yet our leaders in Washington, so many of them have become fixated on this and enmeshed in this cronyism and executive power. That's the problem. We have to change the leaders in Washington. That's why this election is so vital and why it's so important for you to continue to be out there raising the alarm.
Getting into Obama's power grabs, I mean, they have the desperate criminal energy is what I would describe it, that I've only seen in the Bolsheviks or the Nazis. And I know that those terms get overused to describe corrupt politicians, but there is a avarice and a driving force in these people? Is it because they know the world's waking up to them? Is it because they know their time is short? Or is it because they're confident?
It's primarily because they're arrogant. And they simply do not wish to and will not abide by the rule of law. And our court system and our leadership in the Congress basically has been asleep at the switch, continues to be. I mean, for example, you take the latest TSA goings-on you mentioned. There was a court order by a federal court over five years ago that required TSA, if it wished to continue to use these naked body scanners, to put forward and open themselves up to public comment so that we could at least see what they're doing. We filed way back when a Freedom of Information Act. They refused to give us any information. We filed another letter along with other privacy-oriented organizations. We had Liberty Guard to force them to do what the law requires them. But this administration is so arrogant, they have a court order that requires TSA to go to the American people, tell us what they're proposing, solicit comments, and then do it the right way. They simply refuse to do that. They ought to be held at a minimum in contempt of court. And yet Congress sits back and has done nothing so far, Alex. That's the problem.
Before we get into Obama's power grab, the executive actions, how do you think we should respond? We learned from inside the RNC that they had a vote. Only four people voted to have a resolution calling for the beginning of impeachment investigations. I mean, if they don't even do the investigations, when they could score points for liberty by exposing the crimes, maybe scare these crooks into not being so aggressive, run the wolves off, you know, at least wave a flaming torch around a little bit around the campfire, they won't even do that. They're just letting them do whatever they want. I want to speak to that. But first, talking about Ted Cruz. I love Ted Cruz. I mean, I think he's obviously the guy that has the best voting record right now, actually doing what he says he'll do. Trump has the people behind him, and I know he's changed some, and I want to believe that he's who he says he is. I know those two were getting along for a while now because they're the two leaders, the only person challenging Trump, really, I think, not Rubio. Correct me if I'm wrong. I just hate to see them start tearing each other up because, obviously anything's better, in my view, than Hillary or Bernie Sanders. What's your view on that, and why are you supporting Ted Cruz?
I'm supporting Ted Cruz, Alex, because far and above, better than any of the other Republican candidates, and we have a very strong field, particularly as compared to the Democrat field, which is very, very weak and shallow. We have a very strong field, almost too many really good people in there running this time. But alone among all of those candidates, Ted Cruz understands the importance of protecting individual liberty in all that government does. And that includes this notion of the most important duty of government being keeping us safe. Well, that's not quite true. The most important function, most important responsibility of government is to protect liberty. Ted Cruz gets that. A lot of the other candidates, while they may be good on Second Amendment issues, they may be good on this, that, or the other thing, they miss that fundamental principle that above all else, it is the responsibility of the federal government under our constitutional republic to protect liberty. He does that, he understands it, and he alone has been fighting for that in the Senate. That's what impresses me about Ted Cruz, I think, Alex, more than anything else.
Can you imagine how he would mop the floor with Hillary Clinton in a debate?
I'd love it. Man, that would be worth paying a high price for a ticket to watch that debate.
Speaking about politics, because it's interesting, you were so ahead in the polls. I know the establishment came against you. How did you lose your run for the House again?
Well, it was an odd election year from that standpoint, and we're still seeing a little bit of that this cycle with the presidential race, Alex. For example, I'd served in the House for 8 years, as you recall, and it is standard operating procedure in the House, and I think pretty much the same in the Senate, that if a member leaves the House and then comes back in a subsequent election, they regain their seniority, just standard operating procedure. Yet the mere fact that I had served in the House previously and would get my seniority back was somehow in that weird election year last time in 2014, turned against me. And my opponent, who eventually won the seat, painted me as a part of the Republican establishment, of all things. I mean, I was never part of the Republican establishment.
Exactly. So we've got all these baby patriots, baby libertarian conservatives just now getting involved. And so someone who's never been in Congress can say, look, he was in Congress. Don't go with an insider. Let's kind of have term limits on Bob Barr, which is just, I mean, you were anything but establishment.
Well, that's right. But, you know, we continue to fight. I continue to fight just like you continue to fight for the Constitution, for individual liberty, and against the establishment. Because the establishment is full of crony capitalists. You know, some of the other candidates, Donald Trump, for example, I mean, he proudly says, basically, I'm a crony, a capitalist. I pay money to whoever's in office so I can get favors from them. As long as we have people like that in public office who do not have the public good in mind and front and center, we're going to continue to have these problems.
You know, a lot of that, I think, is Trump putting out red meat. But when he does say things like, oh, don't worry, we'll just surveil so much they'll never attack us next time. We have the foreign intelligence. There's too much intelligence. They spy on everything. That's why they can't find the needle in the haystack, according to all the experts.
It is, and it's about to get worse. Alex, as you know, the Congress has slipped into the omnibus spending bill. Always dangerous. Anything that has the word omnibus in front of it, be very, very careful. But they passed that omnibus spending bill right at the end of December, right before Christmas, as a matter of fact. And it included a provision that was not debated. It was just slipped in there at the last minute, the Cyber Intelligence Security Act, that is going to make it even worse in terms of the amount of information that the government can scoop up and that it can get from private companies, and they'll have immunity from prosecution or from lawsuit for violating our privacy. All of this new information will be now made available to the government, and they don't even know what to do with all the information that they have right now, aside from the fact that it is an invasion of privacy.
Before we get into the executive power grab and where you see Obama going his last 11 months in office, if he's not checked, at least with an investigation, in your long history as a federal prosecutor and, of course, working in major administrations and being in Congress, and seeing everything that you've seen, obviously I'm not going to sit here and defend the CIA because it's been given a lot of unconstitutional, dirty missions. But if we just sit there and blame the best-known agency and not the other 15 intelligence agencies, people really lose the forest for the trees. But there are a lot of patriotic people in all these agencies who put out information, expose corruption, blow the whistle. Look at the CIA guys that died, in Benghazi. And, of course, the stand-down order there. But as a culture, you know, when you go back to Washington, when you talk to other insiders, I'm seeing actually a lot of military, a lot of people in intelligence saying what's happening is wrong. The former head of Defense Intelligence, as you know, the general went public 2 months ago and said, no, Obama ordered us to fund al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, and then ISIS directly on purpose, and it's wrong. We see the head of Southcom coming out a few weeks ago and saying, putting women in frontline combat will ruin the military. It's terrible, but I'll follow the order. People I don't think get this is really rebellion level, but it's not mutiny. It's people standing up for the Constitution against a president who is at mutiny with the country. And I mean, there's not strong enough words, but are you aware of this major battle now that's coming out in the open inside the system itself, instead of the American people being played off by Soros and the left just to have a big anti-government war with the police and the military and the CIA like it's all our enemy? I think we should understand that actually some of the best people are in there. They're actually more awake on average than the general public, and they need public support out here on the front lines to be able to do what they do to try to save this country. Because I've been aware of this for a long time, but I've met with groups of prominent special forces people. A lot of them have come on the show, like Tim Kennedy last week, and others. And, I mean, they say massive awakening. I talk to others. I mean, it's just, I don't mean to be kind of ranting here. It's just, I don't think people understand. There is a giant counter-revolution basically going on behind the scenes. Even if this election doesn't work, it's an incredible time to be alive right now.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because despite all of the problems, despite the massive bureaucracies we're dealing with in the area of intelligence, part of the problem is we have way too much bureaucracy, and both the prior Bush administration and this administration has continued to fund and expand this huge bureaucracy. That's part of the problem. Who do we, the people, fight? Where exactly is the problem? You know, you go after one agency, one provision, then you find out another agency is doing the same thing but has power over the first agency. You know, it used to be that the CIA was formed to provide a single focus point for all foreign intelligence analysis and operations coming to the President of the United States. Well, never worked that way, because president after president, Republican and Democrat, wouldn't stand up to the bureaucracy over at the Pentagon and really back the CIA. Now it's far worse, because we have something called the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence. So trying to put your finger on exactly what the problem is so that we can hold the government accountable has become extremely difficult. And to be honest with you, the oversight function, the oversight responsibility of the Congress, particularly the House, they have fallen flat on their faces. They have some good people. Chaffetz, who heads the House Oversight Committee, is good. He's aggressive. He's smart. Yet the leadership has not seen fit to give him the power that he really needs to get to the bottom of these investigations.
What's the inside baseball on Benghazi? I mean, I know my perspective on it and my access, which has been proven to be pretty accurate, but overall, with what Obama's really trying to do, because I didn't buy this stuff 7 years ago from the super far right. I'm more of a libertarian, that Obama's a secret Muslim, he wants to destroy America. But I mean, you look at Obamacare, you look at the open borders, you look at the Cloward and Piven strategy, you look at him financing the Muslim Brotherhood, you look at him with his cousin Odinga and Kenya and the radicals, you look at what he's doing in ISIS. I mean, he really is a destabilization campaign that doesn't even help America. I'd be against an immoral destabilization campaign because I want us to have the moral high ground. But what about a destabilization campaign that also hurts us? I mean, they're doing things that only hurt us, and they're doing it too well. It can't just be ineptitude.
I think you're precisely on point. You just took the words right out of my mouth. The fact of the matter is, one could be charitable if these were isolated incidents to claim that, well, this administration just doesn't understand the Middle East. They don't understand the nature of the enemy. They don't understand what governments are doing over in a part of the world far, far away. But the fact of the matter is, it's been going on far too long. We see it in virtually every foreign policy arena in which our government has been operating and has to operate under this administration. It's far more important, far beyond simple ineptitude. They have an agenda. This administration has an agenda to rein America in, to make it no more powerful than other nations, the European Union, for example, to put America in its place. This administration wants to put America in its place, which is not at the point of the spear, not at the top of the heap, but right there sort of in the middle, along with everyone else. I mean, it's a very insidious agenda, and it goes far beyond incompetence.
Isn't there a name of that? I mean, if he wants to go work for China or somebody else and try to put America in its place, he could do that. But when you do that as the president, isn't that treason or sedition or subterfuge, undermining the country? I mean, isn't that what a foreign enemy would do?
It certainly is what those who would do us harm would like to see happen. And one could certainly put together a case that what Obama is doing and has done would be a classic example of how a foreign power, a foreign puppeteer, would be controlling what's going on in this country. But we're never going to get to the bottom of it, really, unless Congress does its job. This notion, as you mentioned at the beginning, that people are afraid or unwilling to utter the word impeachment because, well, after all, Obama's a lame duck, don't understand the problem or just don't have the guts or the background to tackle the problem. Doesn't matter whether a president is a lame duck or in the first day of his first term. If he or she commits unconstitutional, unlawful acts, as this president has done, then Congress needs to inquire into it to hold them accountable.
That's right, and that's why the Republican establishment didn't want you in and kept you out of Congress by playing the Tea Party. Tea Party's great, but it can be played both ways. folks have to be more sophisticated. When we come back, I want to get into impeachment, Obama's power grab, what you think we should do. I want to get into Liberty Guard. I want to get into the other work you're doing trying to block all these cybersecurity power grabs. Bob Barr, bobbarr.org is our guest, libertyguard.org. Your questions or comments for Bob Barr as well, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide. Jim, he can trust me like a brother.
Your phone calls are coming up. Eric, Dwayne, Damien, Liberty, Luke, and others for Bob Barr. He's with Liberty Guard, libertyguard.org. There is a process in corruption throughout history where basically a population becomes broke back. And where people just give in. And then that's why you see most of these third world countries that have resources are still in such hellish squalor, because they have cultures based on conquest and on strongmen, el jefes, not on innovation, not on trailblazing. And obviously, there's always a mix of those two type systems in any civilization. But when you start getting 10, 20, 30% conquest, in your innovation, it will always, like cancer, take over the rest. We're going back to our guest in a moment to discuss how we fight back against this, because believe me, Obama only accelerates. The same thing's happening in Europe, the socialist consolidation, the power grabbing. And they're never met with any opposition that's sustained or widespread, so they just keep growing. And then Republicans get elected, and they go up there and basically get absorbed into all this. It's the same thing in Europe, folks. It is looking like the type of stuff we saw in the 30s and 40s. I mean, we're really going into a very nasty time in the climate politically. And a lot of elites, the Pentagon, Ministry of Defense, others admit that. The French socialist has declared an economic emergency. What does he think 90%+ taxes are going to do? 101% on some groups. So that's all coming up as well with Bob Barr, bobbarr.org as well. A lot of excellent stuff on his site. Folks, there are a lot of bad halogens, bromide, bromine, chlorine, fluoride in the water. I mean, even again, Harvard admits high levels of fluoride is really bad for you. It fills up your glands. It really hurts you. Then you can't find the good halogen. What is it? Well, it's iodine. They used to put it in the salt. You can pull up mainstream news articles, you know, 15% IQ increase after a decade in the Midwest after they started putting iodine in the salt. But that was the cheap base iodine that doesn't even break down very well. We have, they've been taking it out since the 70s, we have the good deep earth source iodine. It turns blue on paper, not red. Iodine's not red, folks. When it breaks down, it's blue. That's what the real crystal looks like. I take a couple of drops of this in your water. Consult your physician first, but it has just been life-changing for me. You can read the rave reviews from third-party sites at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We have it with colloidal silver, a great topical or internal, you know, obviously anti and antibacterial and viral. Silver bullet, colloidal silver, 30 parts per million. We're less than the stuff they sell at Whole Foods that's from the same manufacturer. Just to let you know, we private label it, so it's really high quality. That is half off. Right now, it's regular price, so it's $9.95 when you get it with the X2 Deep Earth crystal-based purest iodine you can find anywhere. It is the purest anyone has ever come up with. It actually comes in a gaseous form that has been injected into the organic palm oil base. That's a special that will end today. It will be gone tomorrow. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139. And then separately, we have a new shower filter in that has the best testing background ever by ProPure, the ProMax. And it's got a four-stage filter, really fast flow is why I like it. Cuts out hundreds of different chemicals and pathogens. Others, it reduces down to 99%. And it just came out. People love it. InfoWarsStore.com, the ProPure ProMax, 10% off promo code WATER. So much of the toxins in the water you absorb through your skin and your lungs. This is a really important way to protect yourself and your family, and it makes your hair obviously a lot cleaner, not having all the chlorine, all the great, you know, great to have chlorine in there, it kills bacteria. The problem is then you're drinking it too. You know, kills bacteria, you're drinking it. Not a good idea. Do goldfish live in the tap water? No, they die. Joe Perry, the rock star, sent me a text message about his goldfish. They put them in the tap water there in Florida, and they died. Not thinking. I mean, that's just an example. So InfoWarsStore.com. And folks make fun of us saying, you know, watch out with the tap water. Some cities have great tap water. Most places don't. Like Houston tap water, you can almost light on fire. Okay? Dallas tap water, I agree, horrible. They have all these PR pieces about it. It's like, oh, conspiracy theorists say it's bad for you. Folks, the glyphosate, all of it has come out. You're nuts if you're not filtering your water. Okay, I'm done ranting about that. Going back to Bob Barr, sir, before we go to calls, you've got the floor here to break down your concerns. I know you've written about it. You know, as a constitutional lawyer, as a congressman, as a former prosecutor, federal prosecutor, what are we seeing with these executive orders? What should be done? What's the proper path for citizens? You know, A, what are Obama's crimes against the Constitution that warrant it? And then B, what do we do lobbying-wise as citizen activists to try to get the RNC to take action, to try to get Congress to take action? What do we do?
I'm not sure that the RNC any more than the DNC will actually do anything. It's important to go directly to the members of Congress and the court system. I mean, we have three branches of government. We have a president and executive branch right now that believes and who believes that he is above the law and has put in the position of the attorney general an enabler, who a woman now, similar to what her predecessor, Eric Holder, did, basically to tell the president why you can continue to operate without the consent of Congress in violation of what Congress and the laws are, rather than an attorney general that does their best to keep the president operating within the bounds of the law. So we're not going to get any help from the Department of Justice, obviously. So that leaves us with the Congress, which for many, many years has simply forgotten or deliberately abrogated its oversight responsibility, and the courts. So what the citizens need to do, one is to identify candidates for the House, the Senate, and the President who actually have the courage and the understanding to stand up for the Constitution and will fight. Going back to your earlier question, a reason why I support Ted Cruz in this election year. But we also need to make sure that Congress reacquaints itself with its oversight responsibility. It is simply not doing that. Plus the fact, Alex, as you know very well, when I filed back in 1997, in November of 1997, the very first inquiry of impeachment, it's different from an article of impeachment. It's the first step that Congress should take and needs to take to determine whether or not there are legitimate grounds for an impeachment. I think there are. A lot of people think that there are, but I'm not calling on the Congress to jump ahead and do something that isn't called for, that the evidence isn't there, but simply to inquire into whether or not this president, in, for example, directing the Department of Justice to ignore and the Department of Homeland Security to simply ignore the laws on immigration and to enforce the laws that are on the books, that, in fact, is not acting within the Constitution. The president is deliberately subverting the laws of this land. It's not that he simply has decided, well, in this particular case, I'm not going to have my attorney general prosecute a case. That's fine. That's prosecutorial discretion. But for a president to deliberately say, we're not going to enforce the laws, we're going to operate contrary to the laws that Congress passed in immigration, and I think we're going to see the same thing very shortly with regard to his executive actions with regard to firearms, Congress has to step in. Because a lot of times, if citizens just file action in the courts will say, well, you don't have standing, the issue isn't ripe, or whatnot. We ought to continue to press these issues in court, but we need to demand that the Congress, particularly the House, stand up for its oversight responsibility.
That's right. And we also have clips of him saying, hey, don't worry, Congress wouldn't act, so I changed the law. That's a close quote. I mean, he said, Congress didn't act, so I changed the law. Then a week and a half ago, he said in his speech before a press conference, he said, Congress hasn't gotten in line on gun control, so I'm taking action. I mean, this is very Napoleonic. It is extremely Hitlerian. I'm sorry, that's what it is. It is Führer-esque to have him doing this, have him saying this. It's surreal. It'd be one thing if he did it and claimed it was constitutional and he could do it because it, you know, was rulemaking or whatever. He doesn't. He just says, they're not in line. I'm doing this. And I changed the law. And then we have airplanes coming in every day, and occasionally it's in the news, where 150 people land from Mexico, no IDs, and they say, don't even check them at customs, just let them in. But then citizens are going to grope our genitals and put, you know, 10-year-old girls in naked body scanners. It's just, it's so transparent that it's just teach us to be slaves, to set up a federal bureaucracy, to create internal checkpoints, to have the IRS say you can't fly outside of law if they feel like it. They are affecting and activating a naked tyranny while engaging in flagrant disregard of constitutional duties of the government. So that's why I really wanted to get you in last year, because you said then on the show, we have the clips, that you believe there were impeachable offenses and that you were going to bring that forward. What does it take for one man or woman in Congress to do what you've done before?
It takes guts. It takes simply standing up and filing a piece of paper called an inquiry of impeachment. I did that on November 5th of 1997. I remember the day very well. didn't have a lot of folks that were supportive, as I mentioned to you earlier on your show.
But it got the talk going, and then impeachment came out again, though. I mean, you got the ball rolling.
We got the ball rolling, and as you recall also, Alex, it had nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky. Now, what eventually wound up being the grounds for the impeachment of William Jefferson Clinton were legitimate, perjury and obstruction of justice. But when I first filed the inquiry of impeachment in 1997, none of us had heard of Monica Lewinsky or Paula Jones or any of that. But we were very concerned. I was very concerned. And the 17 other members of the House that signed on to that original inquiry of impeachment, including rest his soul, Sonny Bono, initially, we were concerned about real direct violations of the law, the selling of national security information to these communist Chinese money coming directly into the White House, the subversion of our law, campaign finance
missile
law.
Secrets now, getting transferred. And for those that don't know, so I want to bring this up. That's why you were such a hero there. You brought up stuff the Republican establishment didn't want because they were involved in it. And later the prosecutor, you know, obviously on the next case connected into it because you're obviously indicted in the House, tried in the Senate. You were bringing up stuff that would bring down the whole corrupt system. They wanted it to be the sex case and the perjury case because it isolated it down directly to only them. I mean, I know that because you told me that at the time. It also came out in the news later.
That is a correct recitation of history. Many of the issues that I and, for example, Dan Burton, who was chair of the House Oversight Committee at the time, were trying to go into was to really get to the bottom of this cronyism, particularly involving foreign money that was coming in. And the leadership just would have nothing to do with it, in large measure, in my view, because it hit a little bit too close to home. There were members of the Republican Party that were taking money from some of these foreign sources as well.
Sir, isn't this how countries finally do get taken over in outside soft espionage, that they just start taking money? Nobody else wants to report on it because they're taking money, and pretty soon you're totally bought off. The Saudi Arabians and the Chinese communists tell you what movies to produce, tell you what congresspeople you're going to have. I mean, aren't we pretty much already getting to that point where we've been taken over by multinationals and foreign countries?
We're moving down that road very, very quickly, Alex. And to compound the problem, we have a president who is so arrogant, as you mentioned, unlike Nixon, who was corrupt in his own way, but did it behind the scenes. This president is so arrogant, he goes out there and says, I'm going to act extra constitutionally. Congress isn't doing something, so I'm going to. And the sort of the perfect storm here is that we have a citizenry that by and large has become ignorant and unknowing about the proper constitutional standard and how our system operates. So you have a president that is supremely arrogant, you have a Congress that is somnambulant, and you have a citizenry that is largely ignorant of its responsibility as the citizenry to take action against the president. It's a very, very bad, very toxic combination we have here.
And exactly. And now, I mean, like Hillary and the State Department openly getting money from dictatorships to then bypass Congress and say, oh, you have a special letter, you can have these weapons, or we're taking these sanctions off, and then billions of dollars flow in. It's completely naked. She's worse than Al Capone. And then now if she doesn't get in trouble, what happens next? I mean, do you think Hillary can survive, you know, new emails coming out that she did lie about, just knowing her servers were hacked? I mean, it's just incredible.
It is, unfortunately, when you look at the lay of the land politically, particularly with our electoral college system that we have, Hillary Clinton, whoever the nominee is going to be, and I think it's very, very likely to be Hillary Clinton, unfortunately. That candidate starts out with a huge electoral college advantage because of the way the states have lined up, for
sure.
Example, California, New York, and so forth.
Could this country survive Hillary Clinton? I mean, I really think she's such a psychopath that if she gets in control, I don't know what she's going to do. She openly says she wants to go after our free speech. I mean, you name it.
She's going to destroy America as we know it, Alex, no doubt about it.
These people are just, they already run the country. Why do they want to fundamentally break it? Why do they want to make us like Venezuela? I just don't get it.
They're in a different universe. It's very, very difficult to understand as American citizens who who have read, as you have done, read our history, understand it, understand the Constitution. It makes no sense. But unfortunately, there are far more people out there who are ignorant of what you understand and I understand in the history of this country than there are that understand it. That's why it's so hard to fight this. But we have to.
Absolutely. I want to go to some phone calls here. We're about to go to break. Let's get one in right now. Let's talk to Eric in West Virginia. You're on the air with former Congressman Bob Barr of Liberty Guard. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Alex. Okay, so this is just based on an observation. I wonder if you agree. I've seen a lot of videos and seen a lot of stories of people that have, you know, exercised their Second Amendment rights. For example, one place out in Washington, I think it was, where it was a national park, and they had just turned it into a gun-free zone, and the people rose up and they showed up at about 300 at a town hall meeting, everybody fully armed, and they managed to get that law overturned overnight, literally. And then another case down in Texas recently where people were, you know, people were getting arrested for feeding the homeless, people show up fully armed, and I didn't hear about
it. So you're saying, what about civil disobedience?
Yes, civil disobedience. Do you think that it would be reasonable to actually exercise the Second Amendment peacefully in all town hall meetings in municipalities?
Well, here's the problem. They're gonna start sending infiltrators in. They already are doing it. To then it'll work a few times and then it blows up in your face. But we're gonna get Bob Barr's take on that on the other side. But I mean, look, I went down with Jerry Patterson, the land commissioner, first speech politically at the Alamo since the Daughters Republic of Texas controlled it. And we marched 1,500 people with loaded guns in San Antonio because they said that was illegal, but the state law said it wasn't. And then their local law got overturned. But I did it with a state leader.
He was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Day after.
today. Alone on a hill, the man with the food.
Since I mentioned Obama talking about changing the law with his executive order on immigration, I thought I would just go ahead and play the clip. Here it is.
You're absolutely right that there have been significant numbers of deportations. That's true. But what you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law. Now,
that's enough. And he goes on from there. But getting back to the other point, under the Declaration of Independence, we do have a right to defend ourselves when tyranny becomes overwhelming. At the same time, though, we're winning the info war. A lot of bad stuff's happening, but people all over the world are waking up. We have to be very, very smart about when we do provocative things. That's all I'm saying. I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying the system is trying to prod us into physical action. I don't know what Bob Barr's take is on this, sir.
There are a lot of organizations out there. I'm involved in a law enforcement education organization, the Law Enforcement Education Foundation. We have, of course, as you've already mentioned, Liberty Guard. Citizens need to be very careful how they do exercise their rights, because it's so easy to run afoul of some local regulation or state law, and you wind up in jail, and then you're on the defensive and have to spend a lot of money. For example, there was a bill passed by the Congress about 10 years ago now, called H.R. 218, the Peace Officer Safety Act, that was designed to ensure that that peace officers, retired, certified law enforcement officers, could carry a firearm across state line. Well, New York and a number of other liberal jurisdictions have continued to take action against individuals who are supposed to be protected under H.R. 218.
They don't even want retired cops with a good record to be able to have a gun.
These are officers that are post-certified police officer standards and training. They have certification to prove it. Governmental entities in states like New York take action against them. Citizens need to be very careful. There are organizations out there, like a couple that I just mentioned, and one that you showed, the FOP, that are active out there to help police officers. So it's always wise to make sure that you understand what the laws are in your jurisdiction. They may be unconstitutional, but they can still give you a real headache before you take action.
Exactly. That's why we had 1,500 of us march in San Antonio with the land commissioner, and then we did it on state land as well. And then we educated the police before we came, and it was meant to make the city council change what they were doing, not what the liberal media claimed, some anti-police action. Because Soros is really trying. That's another question for you, sir. We've got loaded phones here, but we're almost out of time. I'll probably have to take the calls after you're gone. But is there any doubt in your mind about Soros, $35 million alone in Ferguson, trying to stir up a revolution against local government so the feds, in Sharpton's words, can come in and federalize the police?
That's exactly what we're saying. This Department of Justice is not out there to support individual officers. They're not out there to support individual law-abiding citizens. They're using the power of the Department of Justice, the power of the federal bureaucracy, the power of the ability to use our civil rights laws against the police to come in whenever there's a perceived racial issue and make the police officer, the police department, the sheriff's office, the bad guy, not the citizens who are stirring things up.
Sir, if you've got to go, I understand. This is a 70-second break, only a 5-minute segment. If we could, I'd like to come back and ask you one more question about jihadis, or maybe come back another time. Can you say 5 more minutes?
I can't today, Alex, but I'll definitely make myself available.
Right, 30 seconds. How do you think Obama thinks he can bring in jihadis, have them attack, and then not get in trouble?
Because he controls the levers of power. These people, like the ones out in San Bernardino, the ones that were arrested in Texas and California just a week or 10 days ago, this administration does not care about protecting the Americans.
It's the arrogance. All right, Bob Barr, thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. I got my question in. I got it all done. Thank you.